Hello.
Hello, Steven?
Yes.
Hey, Steven, it's me, David. How you doing, partner?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You didn't sound too happy when you heard my voice. Is everything going all right?
Well, no, I just like, I get like at least two calls from you guys a day.
I know it. I know. Hey, it's because we're working hard for you. That's why. At least you know we're calling you is because we're making sure everything's getting done. Right. Now, the reason why I'm reaching out is because I know that Lily was going over your local service ads, a Google guarantee we had signed you up for, and she was saying that you kind of weren't aware on how that worked. Now, remember, that's the pay-per-lead program we talked about. So,
I said it may have been talked about in the beginning, I said, but there's been so many things talked about since then.
Information about it
and how it, because right now I just clicked something that it looked like I'm not even signed up for it, or is it activated? If not, that's the process.
So the Google guarantee, remember that one's the one that had that one time 250 application fee. And what I did for you was we delayed that one. We postponed that payment. We said, you know what? We're not going to charge that right now. And we said, if we get you in at $249, are you willing to charge?
Is there documentation?
It's an application that we're going to put into Google. Now, remember, this is the one that puts you into the sponsored verified section at the very top of the page. So yeah, you already have local maps. That's what we're working on. But the Google Verified is the one where it pairs you with Google. Essentially, you're going to partner with them, right? They're going to send you those exclusive pre-qualified leads. Now, that one,
okay.
You have a separate application for that one because that one can take up to 60 days for approval. And that's why when we're talking about it, you're like, hey, I just paid for Angie's. I'd love to do the lead service. I just don't have the $250 right now and then to wait 60 days.
I know, yeah.
So my
conversation was, hey, it wasn't even a conversation. I was on the app, and I was like, hey, interested in Google Guaranteed? And I clicked the button, and then I got like three phone calls, and now this is the fourth phone call. I didn't even know if it would have said like four phone calls a day if I clicked this button. I wouldn't have clicked the button.
Gotcha.
So,
I was trying to investigate
that option.
See what else is out there for you. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was just trying to do, but like clearly.
But I already signed you up for that one.
Nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah, well, because when I signed you up for that one, because here's the deal. Usually, and it's literally once.
Oh, I know, but regardless of
that,
there should be enough documentation, right? That like everyone.
Yeah, well, that's
the reason why. That I'm on.
Because it shows here that you're on that plan, but it doesn't show that a payment was ever posted for the application. So since they didn't see the payment, they're like, well, maybe it was added on the plan by accident. And that was, no, it wasn't added by accident. We did that at the beginning on the first initial sales call, and I had done that.
I know, but like, the only way they now know about this is because I have triggered. So like, why is the customer now making it so everyone's aware of what's going on with me? There should just be like documentation of this client, this customer that's paying you, and his status and what's going on. But the front end doesn't know about the back end, which doesn't know about the size, doesn't know about the, like, nobody knows, there's no continuity. Everyone's like, oh wow, I have no idea.
Well, like I said, it's only because there was no payment posted on the account, right? And it was for that, because it never happened that we actually waived the fee. Well, there's no reflection on the account that it was done, but if you notice, your application was sent out to you because we signed you up for it, right? So you have your Google Guarantee application that was sent out from the beginning with your Google Business Profile. So it came with the account manager when they noticed that the payment wasn't posted, they asked me, and I told them, I said, well, yeah, I postponed that for him because he had just signed up with Angie's and we're trying to show him what Google can do for him. I said, so that application doesn't get accepted. To me,
if you truly wanted me to show what Google would do, you just waive that $250, and because you know I already paid for Angie, and if you truly think that you're better, you would just waive that $250 and get me signed up for Google Guaranteed so the horses are in the race, so I see what's really going on. Right now, it's like, now I still have to wait till I can pay you some more money to actually get any results. You think there's incentive? Like, I was willing to give you a shot.
Well, no, like, no, the Google Business Profile is going to, Yeah, but no, now so I the have Google Business Profile is going to provide you with plenty of results. No, no. So the Google Business Profile is going to provide you with plenty of results. You know, with all, everything that we have signed up for, you're going to have plenty of results. Now, remember, the Google Verified. I'm sorry?
When do I get the results?
Let me look into the account. I know we started running your Facebook ads already. Let me check if the
website. No. I see all the ads. I just, like, there's not enough. There's not nothing. Like, when I signed up for Angie, I had, like, I mean, I don't know if they funnel it just to make people feel good or something, but, like.
Yeah, I mean, they'll send you out phone numbers, you know, that they send out to five other businesses. You know, that's not really how we work, right?
That's not how it's structured anymore.
Their customer, lead service?
Angie, the customer, gets showed now 3 to 5 companies, and they get to choose who they go for. With it's not sending the customer out to the fish in the sea anymore. It's the other way around. So they just build relationships with their companies, and then they say, hey, we're choosing these in your area. These are the only 3 to 5 companies that are going to show up if somebody looks at this, and they get to choose what goes for it, so the customer has control. It's not sending the number out to the contractors, and they get to just, like, hound them. So it's different, but all it doesn't matter what their structure is. I have made, I don't know, I think $500. I've definitely brought in over $3,000 from them in less than a month.
Okay, perfect. Now I'll tell you what, Steve, it looks like your Google Business Profile got verified on the 6th, so that one's already live, right?
I don't care what's live or what's not live. The phones aren't ringing. The ads, I don't know, the Facebook ads are kind of, I don't know, I thought it was kind of the Facebook ads that I put out are better than the Facebook ads that they put out.
Well, now remember that. The quality of the ads is also going to be based on the input. We're going to use whatever we have available to us. Now, the more info you give us, the more videos, the more clips, the more, hey, I'm running this promotion, this is, you know, pictures that I like to use, the more tailored they're going to become, right?
So I have to make the post and just tell them to post it?
No, you don't make the post at all. Basically, you just submit pictures that you would want in rotation, any videos that you want done, made into a flyer or a post. You just submit those to us. Because, I mean, obviously, we wouldn't have access to the pictures of your work unless we get them from you, right? So once we get those, we put everything together for you. And then
I guess how many weeks in and how many dollars later, I will now know that you guys need the wording, the descriptions, the photos, everything from me for the Facebook post. So I still have to do what I was doing. I'm just paying for it now.
No, not at all. I mean, we're putting the post out for you. We're going to keep that going all month long. We're running the retargeted ads, you know, at the same time.
Are they just are they like blanket marketing things? Are they like tailored to like heating systems and stuff? Are they just like, hey, don't forget, check off this off your list? Or is it like, hey, do you like actually know what's going on inside your furnace? Like, are your techs bringing to your attention about your blower wheel and your secondary heat? You know what I mean? Like it's just, I don't know, it seems kind of generic.
Okay. So as far as the ad, I just want to make sure that we get exactly what you want out there.
Right. I want like things tailored to the season. It's cold out, heating. So bring up things within the system that need to be taken care of, that people who don't, like, tech should be doing that. They're not, like, there's just, like, there's a whole system, and people are just like, hey, remember, if you want heat, call number. Like, I don't want that. That's not, I don't want to be the same as everybody else.
Gotcha. Okay, now, is there any pictures, videos, anything that you'd like to put in rotation on your ads?
Yeah, I mean, I've already like sent them some. Yeah, there is, but I don't have confidence that like my time is like uploading pictures to you guys when I should just, if I don't know, I feel I'm not happy with the quality of the ad. So like, I don't know what's, I guess there's just no real structure here. That's the real issue.
Okay, maybe I'm not understanding the part, the structure part. I mean, and I want to make sure that I get it right for you. So when you talk about structure, if you could just elaborate a little bit more.
Structure in the sense of, like, you're coming to a company saying, hey, you have this service. Hey, like, you're, it's going to cost you X amount of dollars. Like, you're going to see the results. You're going to give me money and you're going to wait a month and then we'll figure it out. And then 3 weeks later, we'll get you some leads and stuff. But, you know, it's going to be a good couple months. I'm not going to let you know that until we're deep into the process. Along the way, you're going to figure out what I need to submit. And I have no uniqueness to the structure. I'm just another cog in the wheels of Google. You know, it's just, I just can't believe that. I can't, what date did I sign up in? Like, I'm still figuring out my profile.
the profile is fine, right? So you're now eligible. Like, the Google My Business, it's live, right? Now, remember, in the first call, that's why I delayed the payment for you, because it does take up to 60 days for approval for the Google Verify.
Okay, can you forward the invoice that says everything that you did?
Yeah, I mean, we can actually get the,
this is the subscription, this is what you waived, this is why we waived it, this is when we'll revisit it, this is why it looks like there was...
For sure. And the reason why, remember, because when we're talking about those leads, we went over something like Heritage Heating and Cooling, Wally's Heating, Wilson's Brothers. They all got, Heritage has 7,000 reviews. He's running the Google Verify, right? Your top companies in your area are running that paper, and that's why I signed you up for it. And I did you the justice. I wanted to waive that payment. I took a little bit of heat from my boss.
Wait,
but I said, hey,
do I still owe the $250?
No, so it's not $250. It was only $125 because I gave you the discount on the back end.
So it's paid for and it's already activated?
So you have the application. What we want you to do is fill the application and put it in.
Where's the application?
So that would, once it gets accepted, here, I mean. It's been emailed to me. I'll email it to you again.
This is what I'm saying. There's no structure. There's
this one was emailed to you from the very beginning. So let me just.
Yeah, but then, like, I get so confused because I get called so many times and everyone's asking a different question. I'm trying to keep track of my own things, but I don't know what the things are because it's new to me and you guys got me to sign up. So I don't know why I'm trying to keep track.
I'm going to send you out a small, it's about 2.5 minutes and it's going to walk you through your Google Business Analytics dashboard. Just in case you have any questions there, that one's going to help you out, right? That's going to help you on your day-to-days. Now, when it comes down to the plan itself, I'll resend you all that information. As far as the Google Guarantee application, I'll resend that one for you again, so that way you have a recent copy of it that you'd be able to take care of. And that one really,
you have a list of, like, the remaining things that I need to do in order to see a return on my investment. I guess I have to schedule in some time for this service of yours so that I can get you guys up and running.
Yeah, because for sure. And I'll get you, I'm going to send all that to you in email right now. I'm going to work on that, right? Now, one thing that I can tell you, Steven, is
you have somebody like pulling statistics over, like, return on investment of, like, hey,
yes,
like, average amount of time on this plan is, maybe your first lead within X amount of time. And then usually this is like, I'm talking about, like, if you guys have been doing this for 10 years, give me the freaking 10, like, whatever, your lifetime average.
I can give you that information right now, Steven. It's real simple, right? When it comes down to your, not just your area, but when it comes down to Google Guarantee, because remember, Google Verified now, it just changed this month to Google Verified. But when I sign customers up with Google Verified, as soon as they get their acceptance within the first couple of days, they're receiving their exclusive pre-qualified leads. Their phone starts ringing. I mean, none of these top companies would be subscribed to the service if it didn't work. It's the number one lead generation.
That's the thing I'm waiting
for you. Yes.
That's the thing I'm waiting for.
It's the number one. And every company has to be
a standard
process. All the other stuff is local. Yeah. So the other stuff.
Why are you telling me that stuff if that's been going for a while and that's like, I literally I get more results from like walking into a store and talking to people than what's happening on that.
Well, because it just started for you, right? Now, we're working your optimization. We're getting, now that one's just starting. Now remember, you look at these.
Okay. So yeah,
section. They're getting, they're definitely
You did the bait and switch. You did the bait and switch.
Never. What do you mean?
I'm saying that the quality of your service is 60 days after I give you money. That's the quality in your service. The quality in your service isn't this little hub that you have me signed up for that has like no results, no information, no statistics. It's all just question bubbles that just give you a blanket statement and there's no results. But that's to keep me happy for 60 days.
No, Steven, you're 2 days in to your Google business profile. Just 2 days. You know, I guarantee all these other companies that are here, they did the same thing, but they invested a lot more money, Steven. I need you to understand that. I literally did you something that we don't do for other businesses.
I know, but when I said I signed up for Angie, you went, oh, but like right now I'm pro Angie all the way. I don't even like Angie, I think I maybe had like three phone calls total. And it was like the easiest process and I had results within like, I mean, I'll send you, but like, you were telling me that you are better than them, but it's been.
Absolutely. Google is the number one lead generation product out there at Point Bank, period. I mean, Angie's they did go through all of those very public, lawsuits for a reason, so we never had to deal with that. Google doesn't have to deal with that. We are very, straightforward about the product. I'm more than happy to send you out that original sales. No, Steve, I very was, I guarantee you, I have the sales call, it's all recorded. I'll send it out to you. That's not a problem.
No, I know, but let me know where it says that, like, hey, like, you're going to get the deposit. I'm going to take your money today. This is going to take a while. It's going to be 60 days. It's going to be 60 days before you see a result, but you just got to bear with me. You did not. I would never have signed up. And would not let you say that. Your boss would not let you say that. Absolutely not.
No.
So I understand.
No, we beat the industry standard. So we beat the industry standard by a long shot because we have the Premier Channel partnership. The industry standard is
long
6 months.
Shot, what, but like, I like a small business owner and people that don't have the luxury of sitting on like big jobs and having all this money sitting there. Like you're taking hundreds of dollars from these small companies and promising them stuff that's not happening. And I just got to sit here and wonder that like, hey, if there's this money and then there's this and that, it's like, I'm just getting screwed. And then it's like, yeah, I don't know. As you guys are trying to compare yourselves to Angie, but like right now it's like, you're just like a 1988, like an old movie. Oh, I'm dripping, I just aborted Cadillac.
I mean, that's the very first time that it's ever been referred like that to anybody that's coming to me from Angie's List, and I'm talking about in 10 years that I've been working here, right? Because we
understand what I'm saying,
but you haven't given us a real shot, Steve. You really haven't, and I've done you.
How long is a
real justice? Well, here's the thing: you got to understand, we're not just putting you. Well, you got to understand the difference, right? And I really want you to understand this.
If I had a sheet of paper that told me your doctor at the time, if I had any sort of paperwork that told me what was happening, structures, timelines, investments, like that, what percentage is going to be Facebook? What's going to be this? What's going to be that? Like, 90% of yours is going to go to Papa Joe's freaking sub shack in the corner of nowhere, and the rest of your budget is going to, if I went to a marketing firm and I said, hey, where's the statistics on my spend, like where's my results, they would have that in my hand saying, this is your allotment, this is where you wanted it allotted, this is the percentage of leads that came from that allotment, to know that if your return on investment was being spent in the right area. Like, how is this not, I don't understand how this is not just like something that could be easily provided to me as you're taking hundreds of dollars from me.
It is, it's so that all that's in your dashboard. right? Now
it's not though. I get like
the program just started. So the results, I mean, we just started the program. Now you're talking about search engine optimization. So when you go into, it's like you're going into a directory.
Can you tell me right now when I might see my first lead at this point? Like now that I've wasted this much time because I didn't even know that there was an application because I didn't know I was all my, like,
even if your first lead at any time. I mean, honestly,
look at the call logs from how many times you guys have called me. Like, look at them. It's crazy. I feel like it's worse than a telemarketer.
Yeah, I do see that we're calling you. We're trying to get all your services rolled out for you, right? And it seems like
I don't even know. I literally don't know which department is doing what and which who's this, who's that. I hear from one tier, I gotta go to the next tier. Like, I have no idea. I guess I just gonna wait it out and see when's the next payment come out. This is nuts.
Well, it's gonna be October 24th, right? That's at the end of the month. Now, in all honesty, you can start receiving leads at any point. I mean, you're activated with your local maps, you're activated with your social medias, your directories.
Really?
Now, the Google Verified.
It's been a month.
I mean, if you could only understand all the work that we've already done on your end.
I wish I could. I wish I had an outline. I wish I had some sort of timeline. That's all I'm really looking for is a way to understand what's happening because then I will see value in what I purchase. But right now I have no physical evidence of any value. It's like this is the scam.
Have you downloaded your dashboard?
Yes, I'm on there and all I'm doing is saying, oh, 13 active this, that. And then I click on it and it's like, there's nothing really, one click.
Yeah, those are the listings. Yeah, so those are your listings. Now, we're just gathering steam. We're just getting momentum.
I think my Subaru has like a more inclusive app than you guys do.
All right, Steve. You know, it's getting kind of tough, right? I really want to help you, Steve. I've done as much as I can to help you. I mean, I've waived fees.
I put you on the number one lead generation program
out there.
Email me all the services I paid for and the general timeline of how long it takes for them to get put together and activated. Like, that's all I'm asking for is like, hey.
Okay.
Information, like if you were to go to the doctors or a surgery and they were like, yeah, it's going to be, you know, a 25-hour surgery. Can you break it down for me? And they're like, nah, I mean, like 12 is going to be me on my laptop, so I can't really break that down for you. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I'm asking for.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sending it to you right now. Give me 1 second. I'm putting that email together for you.
All right. Perfect. I got to go. I'm not canceling yet, so you still somehow have me on the hook.
Hey, it's good, Steve. Man, I assure you, I wouldn't do you like, I'm not going to do anybody like, I'm here to help, and you're signed up for the number one lead generator. This thing gets taken off, you're not going to hurt. We're going to continue having conversations, you're going to be man, Dave, thanks. You can say thanks for bearing with me, because it's a great program. I mean, the other companies, they wouldn't run it if it wasn't. I mean, I signed you up for the number one thing out there, and I did the most I could to help you out. Now just bear with me, and let me get all your services.
Yeah. You're asking me, like, I could say that about anything. I was like, I got big customers left and right. Like, they're hot ticket gas. Like, I don't know. That's a cool thing to say. That's why I'm just asking for, like, hey, when I go to the car, dealership, and I buy a warranty, they say, here's your packet. This is what your warranty includes. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the package of the service that I bought.
Yep. And I'm putting that one together for you right now. You'll have it in your inbox.
Oh, okay. You're putting it together.
Well, the email, because I'm. It's not that. I mean, obviously, if I'm going to send you an email, I have to compose the email. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. Well, I just made it sound like it's something that doesn't really happen that often. So you got to kind of track it down.
Well, no, I don't. Like, I just have to compose the email. You know, I got
to
open.
Do you send this to every client when they buy something, or you give them like you send them a packet of them?
To be honest,
like. If I was Heritage walking in, just heard you guys, and you're like, yo, this is a big client, you'd have the freaking presentation ready, wouldn't you? Like, you would tell them everything they're gonna get. But I'm just freaking $300, so it's like, Yeah, just like, hey, I got you on the phone, $300. All right, you don't really know. We'll figure it out. It's only $300. The big guy.
Oh, Steve, that's not the case. Look, what I'm gonna do for you, Steve, I'm gonna send you out our initial sales call because I went through everything, literally from front to back. I mean, cost per lead, what we waived, through the program, through every single step. I do it all the time, and then our calls get graded, you know. And if they fail, we can't even go through with the sale, right? So I know for, and I can send that out to you, Steve. And I went through it front to back. I've been doing this for a long time. I cover the bases, right? Now, I'm sorry if it got lost in translation because of all the phone calls you've had and the confusion and, you know, getting one thing after the other. That I understand. But I can assure you I did cover it with you, boss.
The one thing I'm looking for out of all of that, because I know you covered all of it, but like I said, like, the phone calls.
You just want the breakdown in your inbox.
The results. I just want the results. I had no idea that, like, this, the Google guarantee was this, and then, you said 60 days, but then I pushed the button and then I got multiple phone calls saying, hey, what's going on with your Google guaranteed account? And I said, I mean, I don't know. I thought I heard about it, but I was just trying to see what's going on with it. And then they were like, well, I don't really know. Let me call the back end. And they're like, I don't really know. And then you're calling it. So like, you understand how it doesn't feel like a warm hug, right? It doesn't feel like a warm hug.
And it's because they didn't see the payment posted. So they thought that I just put that on there without you actually going with it. And then when you're like, well, I don't know anything about it, they're like, well, David didn't even tell this guy. He just
did they reach out to you first or did they reach out to me first?
Well, as soon as they get the ping in operations and they see that you're interested or you have a question, they're going to call you automatically. Because remember, I'm here in office. I'm talking to other business owners. I mean, we got things going on. So they'll handle. Now, when it comes back to something like, well, David didn't tell me about that. You know, I didn't know that about no Google guarantee. Or no, they're like, oh, well, we're going to have to get that back to David because that's not the case when you signed up.
I want you to get me the phone records. I'm going to go through my email records to find the post email from our initial sales call that outlines everything you said we went over in the phone call. Am I going to find that if I go digging for it, or should I just keep cooking my dinner?
Like the
breakdown of what I said? Like the breakdown, like you got me on the phone. You hooked me up. You said I got all this. I said, okay, yeah, let me get the payment. The payment went through. That should have been, the payment should have triggered a welcome packet of your freaking, all your services, right? Like what you just paid for. Welcome aboard. I'm going to find that in my email when I go back. I'm going to stop cooking dinner to go look for that. I'm going to find it.
I'm checking right now. Give me one second. I'm going to look at everything we sent you. So I know right when you get signed up, you get your initial actions, you get your important update. Okay. Let's see. Start your Google video. Very cool.
You look like
credentials.
All right, what's going on? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. So the initial breakdown. Yeah, we sent you the initial invoice. We sent you. Let me go back to welcome to Local Splash. Your initial invoice. Action pictures needed. Google guarantee campaign begins. That one was on September 24th. It was sent out to you. That's the welcome email
The application was already filled out.
You have to fill that out.
Oh, so it doesn't begin then. It doesn't.
It begins when we send out the information to you that need to get filled out so that we can begin. Now, remember, I went over that information. I told you Everton or Pinkerton would do a background check on you. No felonies in 7 years.
Okay.
You know, we
so why, about, but why when I have just asked, like, hey, am I, okay, that call today, I was like, hey, am I signed up? Like, what, like, can I, like, what's going on with the Google guaranteed stuff? And nobody knew. I'm like, well, I have no, like, okay, sorry, I was just calling. I thought you guys would know, but. So just give me, like, just resend it out. Like, somebody somebody has to say was,
hey,
it's
right
in
now.
Your email. All somebody has to say was, it's in your email. Go look. Nobody even said that. Nobody, like, I asked a question and nobody knows the answer. That's the frustrating part of all this.
I gotcha. Well, I mean, that's why I call you. Right. You know what? Like I told you from the beginning, I would take care of you, and that's what I'm doing. Any concern you have, I'm on the line with you, making sure it gets solid.
Okay, so I guess I don't want to talk to anyone other than you then, because you're the only one that you. They just point me to you every time I have a question anyway, so why am I talking to anybody else?
True.
Like, every time I have a question, nobody can answer it, and then I end up talking to you. So I'm sorry that it ends up being you, but if somebody else knew the information, it wouldn't be.
Yeah. Hey, Steven, you don't got to be sorry. If I signed you up, I'm here to help you. I just send out your email with a breakdown of your services, everything that's included. It has the Google guarantees, things like that. So you're more than welcome to go through that again. As far as the application, if you want me to send that out to you, I'll resend it again. But you do have that one
send
back in your inbox.
Send it out with like a subject line that says, hey, fill out, urgent, like needs to be completed for anything to happen. Like, not like you're, it begins, like, good.
Yeah. Now it is going to say here, it's a blank, well, not blank, but it's a blanketed email.
Yeah.
So it says, we've now charged a non-refundable one-time application fee to your preferred payment method in our system. We did not charge you that fee. Then that's the $250.
Okay.
You know we didn't charge that because it hasn't been reflected. That was sent on the 24th. I took that fee off for you, even though this was sent out, okay? So you'll see,
right,
you know,
well,
some details about
this.
It there.
We just spent a lot of time for just saying, check your email. It's all right there. So... thank you. I'll go
well,
over my email.
Well, every time I go to explain to you, right? And then what I'm also going to do is,
well,
you let me know when
really
you
really is, was you explained to me was we talked about this. It's in your email, like, right? That was our conversation today. We talked about this. It's in your email. But it took us, what, 32 minutes and 41 seconds to say that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you've had a lot of concerns, right? And I feel, you know, time is valuable, yours and mine, right? So, I mean, I get it. But at the same time, I'm willing to take that time with you if that's what it's going to take.
Okay. All right. Well, I will go now finish the onboarding process. And then once that's done, I will wait another 60 days until that's approved. And then that would have been... almost $1,000.
Well, no, because remember, you don't have a reoccurring payment for Google Verified. All you have there is just a budget. Whenever you want to activate it, you can activate it, right? So that way you can use that verified section to continue to fill out your schedule. You know.
Wait. So do I have to have the other? So do I have to have the other service to have Google guarantees?
Well, at the beginning, you did, because we didn't have, like, the website, you didn't have the optimization. You need all of that for the Google services. So it comes together under one umbrella at the low cost, right?
Okay, so you sold me two separate things that only can happen together. Wow.
Well, no, they're not too, well, you see, I
need to spend $300 a month in order to get the access to the Google guarantee.
Well, it's $249, right? And yes, and you got to remember that $249. We're going dollar for dollar with you there, Stephen. We're not making a killing off of you, if that's what you think. $100 of it goes right to your Facebook business profile.
I don't think you're making, I don't care, I don't care what you're making. I'm making, I'm negative money on you guys.
I know, and here's the thing. If we don't go and make you money, we're going to lose you. So we understand that. That's why you get the phone calls. That's why you have the concern, because that's how we hold our partnership. That's how we're premier partners. We have our exclusive channel by doing this service the right way, you know, but it's not like we can just flip a switch with Google and say, give this guy 100 phone calls because he's hurting. We are getting your account rolling. Google works for everybody. It's not going to not work. Just got to let us get the services rolling, especially since I did the Google Verify, and I did it because I know you need results. And no matter what, I'm going to get your results there.
All right. So, rough idea. I don't know. There's somebody in your coding department has definitely pulled some sort of formula that says average your first lead comes in within 45 days. Average. There's got to be, that number's out there.
Yeah.
What's the number?
What's the average when?
What's the average what? I'm sorry?
What's the average length of time before one of your customers sees a lead?
Man, in all honesty, I have a customer that I signed up 2 weeks ago, and I just got notification his first Google review. He just
That's cool. That could have been that could have been the first time that's ever happened. I'm looking for the average.
Okay, I mean, we're servicing 10,000 businesses. We need to get an average on that. I mean, it'd take a whole lot of numbers. Let me see. I mean, we pulled numbers exclusively for single businesses, right? How their business is performing. But I mean, for me to say an average on today, and be honest with you, right? I mean, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you or blow smoke at you, Steve. I mean, I'm sure you wouldn't appreciate that, right?
How many people like is this you don't get this that often? Like people that call and have these questions about the statistics of your service, like that doesn't happen that often to you guys? Like I can look up like what percentage. I can look up what percentage of the cars registered were red. You guys can't give me
A keyword for you, like if we're going into the, you're gonna need a heater coming pretty soon, right? It's gonna be more heating services. We're going into the winter, right? So what I would do is look on average for how many times heating services have been looked within a 10-mile radius. And then you go to the Google Verified section, and I can find how many of those searches actually went to a business in the past week and how many of those businesses were able to turn over from that verified lead. And I show those statistics, right? And those are the some ones that we touch base on. And I can go back over
those
with you.
Those are the ones I remember. Those are the ones that got me excited about this. But now we're here,
sure.
And then those numbers are just don't.
But I can tell you, well, just not yet. I mean, and I get it, Steven. It hasn't happened for you yet. But I mean, Heritage, Wally's, they all had to go through the same waiting period. I mean, nobody.
Okay, when was this? Okay, pull up their account. When was their first lead? It was probably the next day because the big ticket got. You know what I mean? Like.
Well, and considering if they were so big that they were just getting, you know, calls every day, no matter what, they wouldn't be advertising on Google Verified to begin with. They're doing this because
it's the number of lead generators. When was the last 10 customers that you signed up? When was their first lead? What was the average? You said one was, 2 weeks? Okay, what was the, give me the last 10. I'll make my own average if you guys can't do that.
Well, I know how to average. I mean, numbers is my thing, right? It's just, I'd have to look at the last 10 businesses I signed up and then go
to
each one of their accounts.
Your company is not designed to, you guys don't have a team that, analytics team that gives you your information to know how well you guys are doing your job based on the return.
Well, we have customer retention. I mean, for sure, based on customer retention, that's going to tell us how well we're doing our job because there's no contracts or cancellation piece here, right? So if we're not doing our job, customers leave us, right? Now, based on our customer retention, we're at 92% customer retention. That's why we rank so high within
Eight percent of the people are calling like I am and asking questions and not getting the answers is what I'm getting.
Well, 8% of the people are calling it and they want 10 phone calls the next day. And when it comes down to search optimization,
yeah, but I'm not. It hasn't been in that yet. Like, we had a conversation like a week or two ago, and we were like, hey, if ads aren't running within a week, and my profile, right?
Like, we had to get you verified through Google as well. You know, and that's okay. Just a regular Google My Business profile that we worked on for you.
Okay, well, you know, I guess I got
no walk in the park either.
All right, so I don't even know if I want to fill up the application. I got 60 days.
Yeah, but that's just for Google Verified. You know, and well, it can take up to 6 weeks. I've seen it happen in 2 weeks. I mean, I'm going to set a realistic expectation. The longest it can take is 60 days. Because if I tell you 2 weeks, 14 days from now and 2 hours, you're going to call me and say, David, you said 2 weeks. And I don't want to let you go.
I don't know, like whatever
you
the money is. Like,
you understand what I'm saying, right? Imagine if
but
I
you understand that, like, how many phone call hours do I have into this service that I signed up for? Like, I'm trying to help you guys help me figure it out. That's what's happening. Is that, like, I obviously missed some things. You guys couldn't figure out that, but questions I was asking that I missed some things, nor could you reiterate the things that I missed. So, like, it's like, it's confusing, but yeah, I'm going to give you guys till the end of this month.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I don't know why they didn't just tell you, like, they should have just told you when you asked about your LSA, well, you call them, you have local service ads on the account, you have the application we're waiting for you to fill out. Instead of doing that, they just referred it to me so I could reach out to you and explain it better since I signed you up, I guess, right? So I'll take care of that on the back end.
I'll look in my email and I'll see what's happening at the end of the month, and if we're still in limbo, that's a tough call.
Yeah. Yeah, everything else is already out there for you, right? Hopefully the Google Verified, I mean, fill out the application.
I know, but like,
submitted ASAP.
My Facebook profile and like is getting, me managing that is getting me more activity than, yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll talk at the end of the month, send that stuff over, I'll look over it, and if I have any questions, I'll ask for you.
For sure. And my extension's down at the bottom of the email. So feel free just to call my office. Dial my extension at the 877 number. It'll bring you right over to me, Steve. I'll help you out.
Okie dokie. Sounds good. We'll see where the river flows.
Okay, Steve. We appreciate your time. Wasted a whole day on that call, bro. You got